Hi, I'm Tatiana Antonelli, and you're listening to Forward Talks by Gumbook, a podcast about moving towards sustainability in the UAE and in our region. Before we begin, a quick thanks to our partners at RSpace. RSpace is the first co-working community to connect humans with nature, designed to bring out the best in us. Find out more at rspace.work. On today's episode, I speak with Stephanie Strass-Schabel, who founded CityFilm, a company that specialized in producing media on countries and cities focused around tourism. So think about those documentaries you watch in airlines and hotels. They also produced business and investment media around Dubai and the UAE, where she moved to full-time in 2014.
You ask my friends in the Netherlands, like, was Stephanie a sustainability-driven person? They will all tell you, no way. Because I wasn't. I honestly wasn't. I was very much media-driven, travel-minded, you know, opening up offices all over the world and making from my work my hobby, yeah, or my hobby my work. Yeah, that's the other way around.
In 2014, CityFilm was asked by the Dubai government to produce a documentary about sustainability in the city. And this was that tipping point for her and her company. Stephanie recently rebranded her company as Globally Connected Companies and completely pivoted around sustainability.
I was in the beginning thinking sustainability. It was 2014. Nobody was talking about it. Like, is the UAE sustainable? Is Dubai sustainable? I couldn't answer that question. So I went to research and I went to speak to a lot of different people here in the region. And basically, I got hooked. I got passionate about the possibilities that we are living in a destination that is at the moment not 100% sustainable at all, but like is moving towards a more sustainable economy every single day. And then I thought, okay, I can the rest of my life, I can be driven by money or by prestige, but I can better be driven by purpose and start to use my talents also for helping innovations to come to the UAE and helping the UAE transform in a sustainable destination.
And this is amazing. It's somehow people here, exactly the way you said, don't think it's possible. But when there is a will, things do change very, very quickly. And it's true that the government is trying its best to encourage business also and innovation to look into sustainable solutions.
Well, the first documentary that we were actually doing was on the UAE itself. So showcasing what is the UAE currently doing or what is Dubai currently doing in the field of sustainability. But then I got so motivated that I thought, okay, there are so many innovations, for instance, in my home country, in the Netherlands, that could help the UAE transform in this more sustainable destination. I went to all the universities and innovation incubators in the Netherlands to look for those innovations that can potentially win the Expo Life Innovation Impact Grant or could help the UAE as a destination to transform in a more sustainable destination. I found like five wonderful initiatives. I basically made a documentary on them and I literally went to help them to access the market here in the UAE. And that basically gave me so much energy and happiness that I decided to make my living out of it. So then I started Globally Connected Companies, still producing documentaries, by the way, on sustainable initiatives here in the UAE, but at the same time also helping those innovations that can help the UAE transform.
I mean, you've been looking at so many of them, and I would love to hear about the ones that really excited you, inspired you?
Yes, well, in the beginning, because obviously I'm from the Netherlands, they were predominantly Dutch. So within the first globally great documentary that we made, we had a Landlife company, which is cocoon planting in the desert. Basically, they can help reforest the entire planet with a very simple innovation, which is called cocoon planting. Then I had Blue Rice Company, which is basically producing electricity with the temperature differences of the sea. Of course, 70% of our entire planet is the sea. So if we can use that as a solar panel, it can help like loads of countries worldwide. We had Elemental Water Makers. They are into desalination with solar energy, for instance. They can help like small islands to get like completely off the grid, making fresh water for them every day. Then we had Proteix. It's a company that is basically getting protein from insects. And the fifth one we selected was Finch. It's like sustainable construction. So basically, we helped them to apply for the Expo Life Innovation Grant. Not all five of them has won.
I mean, it would have been a big success. Yeah,
but at least one won. So like, we were extremely happy, which was Landlife Companies. But also the others, they got like a lot of traction here in the region. So for instance, Elemental Water Makers, they won the Sukiya, which is the water award here in the region. Blue Rice won the Diwa Utility Cup. So they competed with global innovations worldwide and they actually won the Utility Cup. And then we had Proteix, the insect one. They basically were the key speaker on the World Government Summit last year. So yes, we really try to help them to access the market here by combining media. So still producing documentaries or movies and business development. So basically linking them, connecting them to the right partners here in the UAE.
And what happens after that? So you bring these companies here, you give them maximum exposure. How can they then start their business? Is it possible? Is the government interested in supporting these companies?
Of course, it's dependent on the company itself. Like, basically, in the end, I also knew that I cannot help all the innovations worldwide. So I should come up with an idea that is not like specifically for only five companies, but that can help like loads of global innovations to access the UAE, that the UAE can transform in a sustainable destination, but also that has worldwide impact, right? Because that's also what the UAE wants to do as a destination. So then I came up with the idea of the media platform. So why not have like a user-generated media platform that all global innovations worldwide can upload their solutions and basically can connect in that way to the UAE. So I have a lot of local partners here. The Ministry of Climate Change and Environment is the driving force behind this platform, but also big stakeholders such as Diwa, Sustainable City, Aqua Power, like a lot of companies that are already investing in the sustainability arena. They are supporting this platform just to have like a big database of sustainable solutions that we all need to implement to become a better place and a better planet.
One of the things Stephanie told me when we first spoke was how they are trying to be the YouTube of sustainability. They wanted their platform to be the one central place where you can find everything you need to know about companies who are fostering sustainability and innovations in our region.
We have designed the platform in a way that you have like 10 different topics that you can search. So it's climate change, it's innovation technologies, it's waste management, like 10 topics that are related to sustainability. And then we divide it into countries. But we make sure that everybody who uploads their videos, they can also tag their videos with their own important tag words, right? So if you as a user come to the platform, you basically search by tag. So you can find that innovation by a specific tag.
So far, how is it going? How many videos have been uploaded?
For us right now, 160 companies are actively using the platform. And this number is growing every day. Of course, what we did, we took upon the world on our shoulders, which is, of course, much too much. So how are you mobilizing all the global innovations worldwide to start using your platform? That's almost a mission impossible. But like, I'm a dreamer. I'm a firm believer. I think that together we can make change and we can make it happen. So I thought I'd just start, right? So what I did first is like approaching all the embassies, all the innovation incubators, they can upload their content for free. It's also important for the Ministry of Climate Change and Environment. So how can we drive all those innovation to our platform? Therefore, we launched the first online Global Innovation Award. Basically, by uploading your video on the platform, you are immediately eligible to win the online Global Innovation Award. And that's really created traction. So we had like loads of different countries, loads of different innovations. Like of course, over the next few years, the plan is to grow this database even more. We have Expo 2020 coming up. Like all the countries in the world will have their own pavilions with all their innovations here. Of course, they can also make use complementary of the platform. So we are also talking to Expo 2020 and different organizations. It is something that we need to do with a lot of different stakeholders, or otherwise it's never going to succeed.
This is what is needed here, is like a collaboration and partnerships.
Yes.
And definitely in the UAE, it's the way forward to make things happen. There's one thing that makes me quite curious is, do you have a way to track which innovations actually went forward or are successful and or have been applied and used in the UAE?
Right now, that's very difficult to measure. Like, we can only measure it with the companies that we're also actively helping as a company, so that hire us as a consultant. But of course, we want to have a track record that also this media platform is contributing.
What is the role, do you think, of Dubai Expo? In terms of driving sustainability here in the UAE, do you feel that there's been a big change? Would you expect more?
I remember that the Expo 2020 was announced when they won the bid. And of course, everybody was very much also excited that sustainability was one of the three topics. And that it would be the first World Expo, of Universal Expo, that would be sustainable on itself. I do see the change like within the market, that everybody is now also looking towards Expo 2020 and see how they can contribute to sustainability. And there's a lot of initiatives that are being taken by the government to also drive those initiatives. Expo 2020 itself, I think it's a huge opportunity to showcase the world, yes, what is being done here and what is this region capable of doing. Because you have to think about 20 years ago or 30 years ago, nobody believed that Dubai would be as it is today, or the UAE as a whole. Nobody believed in the biggest airport, the biggest airline, the biggest port, and so forth and so on, because it was in the middle of the desert, nothing was happening. And see where we are today. So it is possible. And I am a huge believer and positive person for the UAE, because I think when they have something in their mind, they really, really are able to do it. Yes. So I think Expo 2020 is only the start of bringing together all those innovations, all the novelty of what is going on in this world. Like, I think there is no other destination that understands better that only together, and together with different nationalities, to do it together with different people to drive change. And like, maybe they won't be the most sustainable destination themselves, but they will be definitely the driver behind change worldwide.
I would love to ask you to give me three keys to boost sustainability in the region.
Well, first of all, go and inspire each other. I think that is the most important key, that people that are already in the sustainability field, that they talk about it and that they inspire other people to also get into the field. Because I think a lot of people are out there that want to make a difference, that want to make a change, and they can do it. They just have to start working towards that. So it's don't think, don't dream, act. That's like my first key. Then, of course, all the little things that matter, like the fact that you can use less water a day, take part of the Gumbook initiative and make sure that you're not using plastic anymore. So those are the little things, but that if you look those at the big scale, that is also driving the change. And then third of all, like, platform is complementary. So all companies that have like an innovative solution, they can upload their content for free. But I would also recommend companies to go and recommend each other, because in the end, yeah, we have to do it together, right? So if you as an individual know a great innovation that can help the UAE transform into a more sustainable destination, and by all means, drive them to the platform as well.
And what kind of videos can we upload? Do they have to be professional videos, or can I just take a video with my iPhone and upload it?
Well, it is a business-to-business platform now. So most of the videos, they are professionally made. However, we are very open also to user-generated content, as long as it can be part of the vision of the UAE. We have an entire editorial team who is basically looking at all the videos that are uploaded. And then when we feel it's meeting the criteria of our sustainability platform, then we publish it on the platform. We will always let them know if we decline a video and why we decline the video.
So you've been telling us about what you've been promoting in the past and until today. What is in the pipeline? What are you working on that really excites you at the moment?
Oh, wow, yes. Well, there is this project that we are, it's a pilot project actually that we're doing with one of the Dutch innovation. It's called PowerNest. It's a combination of solar and wind energy that we are going to do in Sustainable City. So this is a very exciting project. Hopefully in September we can already launch like the first PowerNest ever in the UAE. You don't find a lot of solutions in terms of wind energy, but there is enough wind and we all could experience it the last days, right?
This is very interesting because for a long time I've been asking myself, why are we not using the wind power in the UAE? And the answer was, it's not steady enough to guarantee the production of power. So I know there is one wind tower in Serebanyas Island. I've seen some vertical towers, but why are we not using it?
No, I think that you already gave the answer, and also because there is not a lot of wind in the UAE and it's not steady. But therefore, this particular innovation, because it's looking at the combination of the wind energy and the solar energy, it's that what makes a difference, and that's why it's working. Like, it's designed in the US, so it's already tested like in a hot climate in Miami actually. So yes, it's definitely exciting that we're going to deploy this here. Me, I'm also working on a smart learning platform that is a breakthrough innovation for the education sector. It's actually artificial intelligence in combination with gamification. So it's like changing our educational system. Yeah. So like if you look at it from a holistic perspective, it's going to for you and me as human beings, we can be taught what our brain can process. Yeah, so it's not like you go into a classroom and you see a PowerPoint presentation, yeah, or like you're getting bored on school because they are not challenging you with your level of intelligence. This is like specifically designed for you. It understands your forgetting curve. Like,
oh,
it knows
I need
how...
that. My forgetting curve is really deep at the moment.
Yeah, no, but, you know, so it gives you back at the right time the right stuff that you need to learn. So it's, for me, it's the future. And there have been a lot of micro learning platforms. This is the first one who's actually combining artificial intelligence with gamification. And it's also from the Netherlands. I'm so embarrassed. But the great thing is, like, a lot of these smart learning solutions, they came from the L&D sector, and this is one that comes from the gamification sector. And you have to think about gamification, like all the games that people are hooked at. There's a lot of artificial intelligence already involved. Yes, so we're just bringing this now to the educational sector, and it's exciting.
It's exciting if I think that my son is going to be plugged into an educational platform and not to his P something station the whole afternoon.
Yeah, and it's not only for schools, even it's also for companies, so that you can map out within your organization exactly where is your knowledge. So people want to know about data, but we don't know about the data that is actually in our brain. And this is an app who can basically can see within your organization where is the knowledge.
Wow, this is incredible. I really look forward to know more. Do you have any idea of the dates? When is this going to be launched?
Well, there is an innovation mission from the Netherlands coming here in the end of March. And they are part of it. So together with the mayor of Rotterdam, Mr. Abu Taleb, they will come here at the end of March. So, and then we are planning to have some very exciting launching customers that I cannot reveal the name of yet.
Okay, so We're already all very excited to know more. And of course, we'll post more information about this once you're able to share. That's all we have for you this week. I want to thank Stephanie for joining us on our first episode of Forward Talks and sharing how they are enabling innovations in sustainability in the UAE and beyond. And thank you for listening. You can subscribe in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and in streaming apps like Spotify and Anagami to be alerted about new episodes. If you know someone who you think should be featured on Forward Talks, don't hesitate to write to us at contact@goombook.com or leave us a message on social media. Just search for Goombook, that's G-O-U-M-B-O-O-K. We look forward to seeing you again next week. Bye!